Decentralized Integrated Water Management, saving precious water. It's been a long time since German toilets flushed with a sound like that. Germans pride themselves on saving water, with economy buttons in their toilet tanks and economical washing machines and dishwashers. Today, the average German citizen uses 20 liters less water per day than in the early 1990s. But the rate is still 130 liters per head and per day. And even though Germany does have easy access to clean drinking water, the aim is to keep saving this precious commodity. At a new housing estate in Knittlingen near Karlsruhe, Fraunhofer researchers have demonstrated how to reduce water consumption without affecting comfort and convenience. They've set up a system that allows the capacity of wastewater treatment plants to be adapted flexibly to actual demand. Walter Trösch, the coordinator of the Fraunhofer frontline theme, Decentralized Integrated Water Management, explains the principle.
We actually developed the overall concept on a modular basis. In other words, we would like to produce this semi-central wastewater treatment technology in such a way as to have off-the-shelf modular units. So there would be one treatment plant for smaller structures, let's say 1,000 inhabitants, then another for 5,000 inhabitants, another for 10,000, another for 50,000 and so forth, all built identically.
Wastewater treatment plants based on a building block principle. The scientist's stash of building blocks contains a whole series of elements that could change the way we manage water in households. The concept's main focus is on sustainability. And even though it implied some radical changes, the constructors in Knittlingen found it a very interesting idea. One substantial novelty is that the drainage system is based on vacuum technology, which means that the water is sucked rather than flushed into the wastewater treatment plant. This saves more water than any economy button, particularly in toilets. Instead of water closets, the developers in Knittlingen can install vacuum toilets in their bathrooms, similar to those you see on trains or airplanes. The kitchen has a special vacuum connection, which swallows all kitchen scraps, grinds them down, and sucks them away, obviating the need for separate biological waste collection. The organic waste and sewage water is transported to the treatment plant, where it is broken down by bacteria. Not only the vacuum technology, but also the plant itself is a novelty, says Walter Trösch.
I do believe it is a radically different approach, even though all the elements involved are already known. The individual components themselves are not new. Anaerobic bacteria have been known to scientists for a long time, and so have MAP precipitation and nitrogen recycling in the form of ammonia stripping. The innovative factor is how we have combined the various elements, such as the way our ceramic filtration unit is linked with biological processes.
Wie eine keramische Filtrationseinheit mit der Biologie zusammen.
Water treatment, in particular at the sewage plant, is a significant aspect. The researchers developed a brand new filter for the decentralized plant that filters bacteria out of the water. To prevent the bacteria that collect on the surface of the filter from stopping everything up, the scientists have resorted to a simple but effective trick.
We've equipped the filter with rotating discs, which continuously brush this concentrated layer of bacteria off its surface. This form of fouling prevention, as it's technically referred to, is the actual innovation. And because we do it by rotation, we get the desired energy-saving effect.
Saving energy and conserving resources is the researcher's topmost priority. The bacteria inside the plant produce methane, which is converted into electricity and used to operate the system. Phosphor, too, is reclaimed from feces, kitchen scraps, and detergents, and then used as fertilizer. And thanks to the special biological nature of the system, very little sewage sludge is produced, so that what comes out in the end is germ-free, bathing-quality water. Yet another aspect which has radically improved the eco-efficiency of Knittlingen's new housing development is the fact that rainwater is collected from the roofs in a central tank and is then purified and channeled back into people's homes via a separate freshwater pipe. This very soft water, Walter Trosch tells us, meets German drinking water standards and is therefore comparable to normal tap water.
Wir haben allerdings weniger Kalk drin.
The only difference is that it contains much less lime, so the water is extremely soft. This isn't harmful to the human body, so it is basically drinkable. And when used in dishwashers, washing machines, or in the hot water supply, it has the great advantage that less lime accumulates in the technical appliances, and residents can save on household chemicals.
These innovations will now help in gently modernizing the water infrastructure of older buildings or existing estates. Scientists from 14 Fraunhofer Institutes are working on the project.